First of all, Judy, a little history on Upward Bound. What exactly is it?
Well, Upward Bound is a federally funded TRIO program. They were initially started under President Johnson in 1964 on the War on Poverty, and they were designed to prepare low-income students and those students who come from families who'd be the first ones to go to college to get enrolled into college and succeed. And
a lot of activities here at the UWSP campus. We see a lot of young people that are still in the high school and younger ages. What types of things is Upward Bound doing with them to get them ready for college?
Sure. We do a lot of academic skill building. We have a lot of course instruction in our six-week summer session, so they take like basic skills areas, reading, writing, math, science. We do career exploration with the students. We do advising, like what classes do you need to take in order to get into college and succeed, study skills, test-taking skills. We go on college visits with the students. We do a lot of social, cultural, recreational kinds of field trips, just to expose them to things that they would normally be exposed to, because our students come from like really pretty rural small towns in northern and central Wisconsin, so they don't necessarily have the opportunity to travel with their families and see that there's a bigger world outside of, you know, where they come from. So
someone once told me that the participants in Upward Bound, after they go through a lot of your programs, go on to college and actually do quite well because they were prepared better before they got there.
Correct. We have about 95% of our graduates go on to college every year. 65% of them end up getting a six-year college degree on average. The national average is only about 17%. So we are doing way above the national average in terms of getting kids into college and graduating college.
50th anniversary of the program since it was begun, and I understand 47 in Stevens Point, so that's a long commitment.
Correct. I haven't been with it quite 47 years.
But one of the first 100
programs. Yep, yep. We came here, I want to say 1967, 66, something like that. Yeah, I want to say 1966. This one started, and it was typically started out as an all Native American, like students from the reservation, and kind of just grew from there. So we have to write a grant every 5 years to get refunded, and it's all federally based on what Congress wants to allocate, so it's always, you know, kind of battling every year for funding. But yeah, we feel we're a pretty successful program, so we do what we're supposed to be doing, and that's how we keep our funding. So
roughly how many kids are involved in the program in Stevens Point area?
We have 93 students overall. We have 60 participating in the summer, and from each of our target schools, we have roughly 7 to 8 kids. So Stevens Point, Spash is probably 8 students from Stevens Point area, but we serve Wausau, Plainfield, Tri-County. We go as far north as Eagle River. We do Minocqua, Tomahawk, so Schofield. So
those 90-some kids, you've got some from all those areas.
Correct. Correct. We try to balance it out from all of our schools so that not any one school gets, you know, more participants than another school. So, but yeah, we try to get like 7-8 per school to be in the program. So
it's not a one-day thing. What we see here today is just, you know, one day of the activities. This goes on much longer than a day, doesn't it?
Correct. Our summer program is 5.5 weeks long. That's the biggest component of our program, actually, is our summer session. But we do work with the students year-round. We travel to their target schools and work with them, kind of like a resource for them. I'm kind of like a traveling guidance counselor, so to speak, and, you know, help them, you know, making sure that they're taking what classes they need to get into college, doing well in school, keeping their grades up, things like that. So
if I remember right, the five-week session during the summer, you actually bring them to campus and house them in the dormitories for a while, right?
Correct. They do live on campus. We want to give them like a college environment as much as possible, so they live in the residence halls, and the classes that they take are in the various college buildings. They're put into classes based on what they'll be taking next year in high school, so they're not college classes, but they're college prep classes. So we try to, you know, give them a college-like environment as much as possible. So
what kind of feedback do the kids give you when this is all over?
Oh, it's a really rewarding program for them. They meet all sorts of students from all over the place. They come out of it more confident. You know, they believe in themselves. They believe that this is actually going to college is a reality for them. They realize that they do have, you know, the ability to do you know, a lot of things. A lot of times kids don't get rewarded. Well, in high school, students don't get rewarded for doing well in school. It's usually like if you're the star of the football team or, you know, sports or something. So here they kind of like get recognized for, you know, their academic abilities over anything else. So.
And here at the campus, I would imagine you can expose them to classes they can't get back at their home schools.
Correct. A lot of our students don't have the AP classes or the foreign language classes, the career exploration classes, so we try to supplement what they would have at their high schools.
If someone wants to get their child involved in the Upward Bound program, what should they do?
We usually recruit new students every fall, starting in late October, November. We recruit through guidance counselors at our target schools. There's a lengthy application process. We also do have a website that students can get an application and apply that way. But primarily we recruit through referrals from high school guidance counselors and word of mouth. We have a lot of, you know, families that we've served in the past, and they have other students that come up and want to participate in the program. So.
Anything you want to add today?
Nope. It's really inspiring program. I mean, when I first started with the program, if anybody would have said you'd still be here 25 years later, I'd have been like, you're nuts. But, you know, it's like it's very challenging, and there's always a lot of issues that we have to overcome. But in the end, it's a very fulfilling job. I really enjoy working with these students. And a lot of students a lot of people don't like working with high school students. But, you know, I really enjoy it. I get a kick out of them. And
they're all high school age. What grades?
They're all students who will be entering the ninth grade in the fall all the way through 12th grade.